Chapter 5. Mr. Quint and Miss Jessel. Flora and I returned home and I went to find Mrs. Groves. She was upstairs speaking to a servant, but she sent her away when she saw my face. She closed the door and turned to me. "What happened?" she asked. "Why are you so pale?" "Flora and I saw Quint and a strange woman at the lake," I said in a panic.
"How did Flora react?" Mrs. Groves asked.
"She didn't say a word," I answered. "She pretended not to see anybody. But her silence was terrible, and I'm sure that she saw them."
"Are you sure it was Quint?"
Mrs. Groves interrupted. "Yes," I answered. "It was the same man as before, but he was with a woman this time. She was dressed all in black, and she looked frightening. She looked like a ghost."
"Where did she come from?" asked Mrs. Groves.
"From wherever they come, I don't know," I answered. "They just appeared and stood there. They didn't move." Mrs. Groves was now as pale as I was.
"Have you ever seen the woman before?" she wanted to know.
"No," I answered, "but I'm sure that Flora has seen her before. She knows her very well. It was the other governess, the dead one, I'm sure of that." I paused for a moment and looked at Mrs. Groves. "Do you believe me?" I asked. Mrs. Groves didn't answer, so I continued. "Ask Flora." "No, don't ask her. She'll lie, I'm sure. She doesn't want me to know anything about her or Quint."
"If she lies, it's only to protect you," Mrs. Groves said. "Flora's an innocent child."
"No," I answered. "It's not that simple. I don't think she wants the woman to go away. Yes, Flora's innocent, but there's something strange about her behaviour. She saw the ghosts, but she wasn't frightened of them at all. If she sees them again, I'm sure she won't say a word to me."
"Tell me why you think it was Miss Jessel," Mrs. Groves said quietly.
"I know from the way she stared at Flora," I answered. "She had a terrible look in her eyes. It was so possessive. I know that she wanted to reach Flora. She wants to have Flora for herself. And Flora knows that," I said finally.
"And the woman was dressed in black?"
Mrs. Groves asked after a minute. "Yes," I answered. "She was dressed in black from head to foot, like after somebody's death. She looked poor, but she was very beautiful. Very beautiful, but evil."
"Yes, Miss Jessel was evil," said Mrs. Groves sadly. "They were both evil."
I felt that Mrs. Groves wanted to say more. "Please tell me everything," I said insistently. "Everything you've kept secret till now. How did Miss Jessel die? What was the relationship between her and Quint?"
"He was everything to her," Mrs. Groves replied. "But poor Miss Jessel didn't know that he just played with women. She was clever, you know, but she was blinded by her feelings. She was very much in love with him, and she paid for it later."
"If you say that, you must know how she died," I said.
"No, I don't know anything," she answered. "And I don't want to know. I was just happy that she wasn't here anymore. She was so in love with Quint and so unhappy, she couldn't stay here with the children. She ate almost nothing for weeks, and later we heard that she died, so I imagine she..."
She stopped talking and didn't say any more. "Were the children sad when she didn't come back?" I asked.
"They were in the beginning," she answered. "Those poor children had become very fond of Quint and Miss Jessel. Maybe the children considered them as substitute parents. I often saw Miles going out alone with Quint, and then the four of them would return together, so I understood that Quint used his excursions with Miles to be with Miss Jessel."
"Oh dear," I cried. "Then it's much worse than I had imagined. The children know everything that we know,
and maybe some other things too. I saw it in Flora's face at the lake when she pretended she didn't see the ghosts. Oh, how can I protect those two innocent children? If I can't, they'll be lost. They'll belong to those two demons.